Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 151 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing the usual game recap of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Cleveland Browns. Before we get into it, though, hit that red subscribe button, show your boy some love and support, and for returning subscribers, hit that bell icon to get updates on the latest content releases. Okay, so to jump into it, the Jags dropped this game to the Browns 27-25. Disappointing, but you know what? It was a entertaining game to watch. Thank you guys to all those who joined the live stream on Sunday. It was really fun. We had a blast. It was an exciting game. Mike Glennon got his first start. He did a pretty good job, actually. You know, got to give him kudos. And, you know, looking at his stats here, he was 20 for 35, 235 yards passing, two touchdowns, no picks. So that was good. And, you know, I think we did a really good job considering all the injuries we had. You know, DJ Chark was out with a rib injury. Chris Conley out, I believe, with a shoulder injury. C.J. Henderson out, our corner, starting corner. Andrew Norwell out, our left guard. So a lot of people injured. Daniel Thomas was out too. He's on IR. I mean, just a lot of people out. Our team's pretty beat up with injuries. But I think we played pretty well considering all of that. James Robinson had a great game. 22 carries, 128 yards rushing, 5.8 yards per carry and one touchdown. So he did really well. He's doing a great job. Really impressed with James Robinson, undrafted free agent out of Illinois State. And, but I mean, looking back at this game, there were some pretty dumb things that happened. There were two botched 2-point conversions that we tried. I don't know why we did that. That was just so stupid.
Idiot.
When we could have put points on the board, we could have had an extra point and been in this game, but we missed two of them. I don't know what Doug Marrone was thinking there. Jags had some really dumb penalties too that hurt us. And the defense just could not stop Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry. I mean, it was just like the passing attack. We were just getting lit up. I mean, that's no surprise, though, at this point. Our secondary has not played very well this season. You know, Devon Hamilton, our, you know, rookie defensive tackle out of Ohio State, he got injured. He had a knee injury. Looked pretty bad at first, but it turns out it's doesn't look like it's a torn ACL yet, so that's positive news. But you know, again, I want to go back to, there were a lot of positives in this game. I mean, a lot of our young guys, rookies, looked good. Colin Johnson looked really good, caught a touchdown pass. Tyler Eifert, our tight end, veteran tight end, he caught a touchdown pass. You know, Fabio, who I like to nickname him that, it's Andrew Wingard. He had a nice fumble recovery. So, there were some positives in this game. DeJuan Smoot, he had a sack, that was pretty awesome, but, you know, we just couldn't pull it together to win again. I guess it's okay. I mean, considering we want better draft picks, but I hate losing, man. I just don't, I don't like this idea of tanking just from like a fan's perspective. I mean, I just don't like that. I like to, you know, give it our all, you know, give it our best. But I do understand the strategy and how the draft works. So, you know, hopefully we get some good draft picks. That'll be the silver lining out of all of this. It's just been, it's been tough to watch. But, you know, some other positives that did come from this game, watching the offensive line, Ben Bartsch, he was in there, got some really good push in the fourth quarter, pretty much helped push James Robinson into the end zone for a touchdown. So that was pretty awesome to see. Again, nice to see the young guys developing. You know, Ben Bartsch could be potentially an impact player, especially given the potential turnover that we may have on the offensive line given to contract, you know, situations. But it was nice to see. But yeah, that's really all I have to say about it. I mean, it was just tough to watch us lose a close game like that, but a lot of positives. A few, you know, items I forgot to mention. Special teams. Aldrick Rosas had a really good game. I mean, he hit two out of his three field goals. The kicker situation for the Jacksonville Jaguars has just been a mess. It's been a show. So we had Chase McLaughlin, but apparently he did not play in this game due to COVID-19 protocol. So he was not able to play in this game. But Rosas hit a you know, 54-yarder. He missed the second one, but, I mean, to hit a 54-yarder, that's pretty impressive. So, you know, kudos to Aldrick Rosas. Logan Cook, again, was just incredible in this game. Hit three punts inside the 20, and was really just a special teams weapon in this game. So it was really nice to see. And yeah, kudos to Logan Cook. But that's pretty much it, guys. Thanks again for joining the live stream. It was a lot of fun. We'll be doing a live stream of the Jags versus Vikings game. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. Give me a like if you enjoyed this video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel again. Come by Apple Podcast. Leave me a review. It always helps me when I put this content together. Stay safe, stay sane, stay positive. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.